Okay, we're starting at the very bottom of Nun Tet Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. We're finishing up the sugya about the gidulim and whether they're mevatel the ikar. Gufa, we're going back to a statement we made much, much earlier on Nun Tet Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Chanina Trita'a, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Okay, they said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, we made reference to the statement yesterday also. But sal shel truma shenita'o, if you plant a truma onion, birabu gidulav al ikaro mutar, right? And what grows from it? Is mevatel the ikar? It's mutar. Okay, is mevatel the truma that was planted? Lememra, is this to imply de gidulei heter ma'alina ta'isur? Does this mean that basically that the things that grow from the things that grow that are heter can cancel out the isur? V'hatnan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah gidulei truma truma? We have another problem. It's interesting they never raise this. Maybe they just, you know, we're dealing with everything we kept dealing with. But this is a very basic question. There's a halacha, there's a mishnah that says that anything that grows from truma is truma. So how can you possibly say that the gidulim are heter and cancel out the ikar, the isur of truma? Because the gidulim themselves are usur. Gidulei, truma, truma. Okay? They're considered truma themselves. Forget about whether they could cancel out the ikar or not. They themselves are truma. So what do they answer? The gidulei gidulim ka'amrinan. Oh, we're not talking about the gidulim canceling out the batzal of truma, even though he said that. When he says batzal shel truma, he meant a batzal that came from a gidulei truma. Why does he call it truma? Because the Mishnah says, gidulei truma are truma. So this was an onion that grew from a truma onion that gets replanted now. It's called truma because it has shame truma alav, because the gidulei truma are truma. But now, right, it's really once removed from the truma. So when that now grows, already the gidulei gidulim are not going to be forbidden, and they have the power to cancel out the ikar of the truma. So they say, no, that doesn't work either. Why? Hana mitanina. We already learned that in that same Mishnah. It says, gidulei gidulim chulin. So again, why would Rabbi Yanai be saying something? First they said, why would Rabbi Yanai say something that goes against the Mishnah? Now they're saying, why would Rabbi Yanai say something that was explicitly in the Mishnah? Remember, Rabbi Yanai is an Amora. So why would he say something that says in the Mishnah? So what do they answer? Hakamash malan afilu b'davar she'en zar'o kale. Now they're telling you, the Mishnah just says, stam gidulei gidulin chulin. But what might you have thought? That that's referring to a case when the seed disintegrates. And he's coming to teach you, even if the seed doesn't disintegrate, right, like the onion case, that's why he specifically talks about an onion, he's teaching you that even Devar She'en Zaro Kale, the Gidulei Gidulin are also Mutarim. Okay, that sounds great, except there's going to be a further problem, which is, V'hatnan, doesn't it say in a Mishnah, HaTevel Gidulav Mutarim B'Devar She'Zaro Kale? Okay, now this is Tevel is similar to truma, right? But what's more chamor? Truma is more chamor because it's kodesh, right? Tevel is only something that you have to take truma namasra from. Now, when it comes to tevel, the gidulav are mutarim, okay? If it's davar shezar o kale, okay? If the seed is going to disintegrate, then the gidulim are going to be mutarim. With truma, what did we say? We assumed right now, in order to make Rabbi Yanai's statement true, right? What did we say? Rabbi Yanai must be talking about onion-type things. And the Mishnah must be talking about stuff that the seed disintegrates. So now what do we have? If we know about Tevel, and it's what's the issue? The Mishnah by Truma doesn't mention whether it's Zaro Kale or Ein Zaro Kale. So in order to resolve our problem, what are we going to say? The Mishnah is talking about when the seed disintegrates. And the Tevel Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yanai is talking about the onion case, right, where the seed doesn't disintegrate. But now they're going to say that doesn't make any sense to say that. Why? Tevel, the halacha is the gidulav mutarim b'davar shezar o kale. The seed's going to disintegrate the gidulav mutarim. And in our case, what did we say? If we understand the Mishnah the way we're trying to understand it, the gidulei truma are asurim, right? Even if zar o kale. But now, aval davar she'en zar o kale, gidulei gidulin asurim. But if the seed doesn't disintegrate, right, then the gidulei gidulav are asurim. So it can't possibly be that if tevel were the gidulav are mutarim, But the gidulei gidulin are asurim in davar she'en zaro kale, then how could we say by truma that the gidulei gidulin are going to be chulin? Can't possibly be. So therefore, we're going to say, one second, it's really the question is, how could Rabbi Yannai could say that, one second. Excuse you for one sec. Now it is a question of Rabbi Yannai. In other words, it's not a question on the mission, it's a question of Rabbi Yannai. How could Rabbi Yannai say, the whole thing was that we said that Rabbi Yannai must be talking about gidulei gidulin. So how could Rabbi Yannai say that gidulei gidulin are mutarim when in Tevel case, gidulei gidulin are asurim? Okay? And how could Truma be more chamor than Tevel? That's the question. So how could the truma, it's really on this one line is the issue, okay? I got a little confused before. But now, if you look at that line, davar she'en zaro kale gidulei gidulin or asurim, okay, so how could Rabbi Yannai have said that in a davar she'en zaro kale, like a batzal, gidulei gidulin would be mutarim in a truma case? Truma is clearly stricter. Not only that, but it's clear it's stricter from this Mishnah. Forget about if you want to say yes or no. It says hatevel gidulim mutarim b'davar shezaro kale, and the Mishnah. That's how it connects to the Mishnah, because we just said that the Mishnah means that gidulei truma or truma, even b'davar she'en, right, b'davar shezaro kale. If the seed disintegrates, the gidulim are still considered truma, and with tevel, if the seed disintegrates, the gidulim are not considered tevel, right? The gidulim are mutarim. So clearly, it's more mekel in that case. So how could it be more machmir in the onion case? Okay, it doesn't make any sense. So now what are the answer? There's two kinds of gidulim, okay? What are the answer? Ribuya de rabu gidulim ali karo mutar ka mashmalan. What is Rabbi Yannai coming to teach you? The Mishnah, when it says gidule trumar truma, and the gidule gidulin uchulin, or let's say this tevel case where davar she'en zaro kale, the gidule gidulin uasurim, that's when there's not enough in the gidulim to cancel out the ikar. In other words, that's just when there's gidulim and there's ikar, but there's not enough, you know, whether it's shishim or if it's truma, it's going to be mea, right? But there's not enough to cancel it out in the gidulim, to cancel the original onion. But Rabbi Yannai was talking about a case where there was enough to cancel it out, and therefore the gidulim were going to be able to cancel it. Okay? So in that case, we can say it's the case. Hadron alach hanoder min hayarak. Okay, we finished the perek. We're moving on to a new perek. We're going to start in this perek with issues that relate to timing of nedarim. You give a neder with a time frame. So the whole question is going to be, what exact time frame were you referring to? Okay, when you say today, what does today mean? Does today mean 24 hours? Does today mean till sunset, till tzedek kochavim, till, right? What does it mean? Konam yayin shani to'em hayom, eino asur ela ad shetechshach. If you say wine will be forbidden to me today, okay, pay attention, hayom, okay, this day, with a hayidia. So, eino asur ela ad shetechshach, okay, that means tzedek kochavim. Okay, you're forbidden until tzedek kochavim. The assumption is from whatever time it was that day, let's say it was 10 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever time it was, you meant till tzedek kochavim.
It's weird, but it's not a typical Jewish day, like a 24-hour day.
So that's what they're saying. Well, first of all, remember, this v'nedarim halacha char l'sham b'nei adam, right? It goes by your manner of speaking. If you say today, what did you mean today? Today means till the nighttime. It is a Jewish day because it ends at nightfall.
So it starts at nightfall and ends at nightfall.
No. It starts whenever you speak, whenever you made your statement, and from that moment until nightfall. Okay? If you said it at night, then it would go till the next nightfall.
So it would be at nightfall.
Right, if you said it at night. But it's not 24 hours from when you make your statement. Today means just till the end of today. That's the way people speak when we say today, right? We don't mean today would mean 24 hours. If you would say today, you wouldn't mean 24 hours, right? I'll get it done today. If you say I'll get it done today, you mean today. You don't mean tomorrow.
I would say at 10 o'clock at night today. I wouldn't mean till tomorrow. I'd say I would mean
that's true.
Before I go to bed.
That's true. 12, you know. Right, except that you would say tonight. You wouldn't say today. You'd say, I'll get it done tonight. You definitely wouldn't say, I'll get it done today. Right? It wouldn't be the way you would speak, hayom.
Right.
You would say, tonight. That's what I would think. Okay. Let's say you say, Shabbat zo asur. Shabbat zo. Okay. I won't drink wine this whole week. Asur b'chol ha-shabbat. Okay, Shabbat here, we're going to see in the same sentence, is going to mean both Shabbat and the week. Okay, so you're forbidden b'chol ha-shabbat, the rest of that week. Let's say it's Tuesday. Okay, so you're forbidden from Tuesday to the end of the week. V'shabbat, you see there's that little aleph. Okay, other nuschaot, I'm going to read the other nuscha, it works a little better. L'sha'avar. Okay, what does that mean? The question is Shabbat the first day of the week or the last day of the week, right? You ever see calendars that sometimes Sunday is the last day of the week and sometimes it's the first day, right? Mm-hmm. Monday, it starts from Monday, these calendars. You think that's really weird. Obviously, for Israel, that wouldn't be relevant at all, but, right? I once bought a calendar, like a whiteboard calendar in America. I figure, oh, this is so cute. It has all the dates of the week and, you know, we could put like little things up, a little whiteboard. And I realized only later that it started on Monday. So this is really confusing. I have to like cross out and write in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So where does Shabbat go, right? Even though you would think it would be obvious because Shabbat is the seventh day. So obviously it goes with the previous week. But we'll see in the Gemara why they think it wasn't so obvious. Shabbat l'shavar. So basically if you say, I won't drink any wine until the end of this week. So Shabbat is included. Now it's a whole question. How could you forbid wine on Shabbat? Right? You have to make Kiddush, etc. Side question. Okay. Chodesh ze asur. Sorry, I keep reading it wrong. Chodesh ze, if it's just this month, right, then what are you forbidden for? Asur b'chol ha-chodesh, v'rosh chodesh lahaba. Okay, rosh chodesh is going to be the first day of the next month. Okay, we'll see exactly what they mean with this also. There's some questions. Shana zo, asur b'chol ha-shana, v'rosh ha-shana la'atid lavo. Here it's interesting. When they say lahaba and when they say la'atid lavo, I don't know why. But rosh ha-shana goes for the next year, obviously. Okay? Shavua ze. Shavua ze, asur b'chol ha-shavua, u'shvi'it shavra, or l'shavar, right? The seventh year is part of the Shemitah cycle. If you say b'chol ha-shavua, all 7 years, right, this cycle, Shemitah is obviously going to be included the last, at the end of the cycle. V'im amar yom echad, okay, now let's say you said, here you got it, yom echad, one day, Shabbat echad, 1 week, chodesh echad, 1 month, shana echad, 1 year, Shavu Achad, 1 7-year cycle. Asur miyom liyom. Then it goes by 24 hours or a week, starting from exactly this moment for an entire week, or for an entire month, or an entire year, or an entire 7-year cycle, and that would be counted. Okay, so it depends whether you say Hayom or Yom Achad. We're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, what if you just said Yom?
Of course.
Okay, what are you going to do there? Ada Pesach. By the way, I wanted to correct something I said yesterday. I said about Prusbol, about writing it before the Shemitah year. We write Prusbol at the end of the Shemitah year. I realized after that I had said it wrong. The Prusbol documents, but which we're going to start doing soon, because it's the end of the Shemitah year, we write the Prusbol documents at the end of the Shemitah year, by the way, to cancel the loans. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why I said it like that. And I was thinking to myself, I'm not sure that's the case, though. I seem to remember it was the end of the Shemitah year, and I looked it up. It's the end of the Shemitah year.
But we do Prusbol at the beginning, don't we?
I don't think so. I think you'd write the Prusbol at the end of the Shemitah year.
I guess because that's when everything would have had to have been settled up.
Maybe. Yeah, I wonder why that is. I have to look it up better. Anyway, I just wanted to correct it. I think it's right. I'll look into it more. But okay. Right, ad Pesach. Let's say you say until Pesach. This is always right. Do you mean ad v'ad bichlal? Do you mean right including Pesach or not? So ad Pesach, asur ad shiagia. Okay, until Pesach starts. Ad shiyehe ha-Pesach. Okay, it doesn't say the word ha-Pesach, but that's what it means, right? Until it is, asur ad shiyetze. Okay, it's forbidden until the end. Ad lifnei ha-Pesach. Some people have the nusach ad pinei ha-Pesach. The word lifnei means before, but the word lifnot, like lifnot erev, what does that mean, right? As the day is ending, right? Lifnot Pesach could be as Pesach is ending. So it's unclear what you mean by this. And there's a machloket. Rabbi Meir omer asur ad sheyagia until Pesach. Rabbi Yossi omer asur ad sheyetze. Okay, this lifnei or lipnei, it's or pnei. It's not clear whether you mean before or before the end. Okay, Gemara. Konam yayin shani toim. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Here's the interesting halacha Rabbi Yirmiya brings up that we're going to have some trouble understanding. L'chishetechshach tzarich she'ela l'chacham. You say konam yayin shani toim ayom. Assumption is the neder ends at nightfall. But comes Rabbi Yirmiya and he says, well, it's true the neder ends at nightfall, but it doesn't end until you do she'ela l'chacham. So what do you mean it ends at night? Like, I only said I was doing it for today. Why do I need she'ela l'chacham? So that's what Rabbi Yirmiya says. We're going to see why. My time, Amar Rav Yosef, gzeira hayom mishum yom echad. We want to show, we're worried that people will get confused as to which one lasts 24, right? If you say this ends at nightfall, then people might think that yom echad also will end at nightfall. So in order, so that you don't think that things just run out like that, we make you do she'elat chacham so that you'll know. Amar le, ihachi, ligzor biyom echad mishum hayom. We could also say the opposite is true. If you say yom echad, and it ends the next day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so maybe you think, oh, you know, if I ended that one 5 o'clock, maybe when I say ad hayom, maybe it means like midday or something. Maybe ad chatzi hayom, which is a little bit of a strange assumption. We'll see the Gemara eventually kind of says, yeah, we're not so worried about that. But they're suggesting that maybe if it ends at a random time of day, you might think that also yom hayom would also end at a random time of day. Amar le, hayom b'yom echad michlaf, yom echad b'hayom lo michlaf. They say, we're not worried. We're not worried that when you say hayom, people are going to think it's going to end at midday. That's not, right? People are going to know that hayom ends at the end of the day, so that doesn't really concern us. So that's why he's going to make the gzera. Okay, that was one reason to explain Rabbi Yirmiya. That was what Rabbi Yosef said. Amar Ravina, Amar li Mareimar, Hachi Amar Avuch Mishmei de Rav Yosef. Okay, he says, Mireimar told me that this is what your father said in the name of Rav Yosef. Keman az l'shmate de Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. According to who does Rabbi Yirmiya's statement go when he wants you to do the She'elat Chacham? Ki Rabbi Natan, our famous Rabbi Natan, Detanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Kol anodir ki ilu bana bama, v'hamakaymo ki ilu maktir aleh. We've seen this a bunch of times, we just saw it again recently. That Rabbi Natan was against Nedarim in general, and that's why, what does he want to do? He wants to discourage people from doing it. So he says, if you take a neder for a day, you have to cancel, you have to go to a chacham to be matir your neder, because it was this headache to do that. So he wanted to prevent people from making these types of nedarim. First of all, you can imagine, right? People don't generally make nedarim for the long term, but for the short term, it's very common, because what's the big deal? I'll just say today I'm not going to eat it. So he really wanted to discourage that kind of behavior, and therefore, he made them go do she'elach lechacham. And it was just more like a knas, right? Like a penalty.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
First of all, what if you don't go to a chacham?
Right.
That's number one. And
right.
Number two, why?
So first of all, midoraita clearly there's no neder. This is a...
Right.
So you just went over, you know, you went against what the chachamim said to do, but...
But did you desecrate your word? That's the
question. So not midoraita. Certainly not bal yachal dvaro midoraita, because
right.
Midoraita, your neder is not a neder anymore.
Although you could argue... interprets the word, I guess you could argue that.
No, because nobody's really saying it's a neder. We're saying that we want you to cancel it because we prefer you not make the neder. So therefore, you know, maybe you've been over on Issur D'Rabbanan, but you're not over on Bal Yachel Midoraita. Clearly.
Why would somebody make a one-day neder? Like, I'm not so convinced that, I mean,
what's the point of a one-day neder? Right, what's the point of any of these nederim? I mean, you know, it's hard to understand, but again, I think the world was... Things were different than why people wanted to make promises. We say all the time, I promise I'll do this, you know, and I won't drink wines today if I do that. You know, there's all sorts of...
I wonder if it was connected to superstitions.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why superstitions? Why would it necessarily...
Like, oh, something good will happen to me if I don't have...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Right, could be that. What did you want to add, Ani?
I may be putting a very modern-day spin on this, but, you know, sometimes we talk about how, let's say you have a drinking problem, okay? And, you know, the idea of cutting out alcohol is impossible. Maybe what people would do is say, today I'm not going to drink, and, like, do it each day.
Day by day.
Yeah. Maybe
right.
that...
Right. It could be, like Ani's saying, that it's more like an alcoholic issue, you know, or something like that. You want to refrain from doing something, so you say, for one day, I won't do it and see how it goes. And
it doesn't
have a stepping stone.
In so many cases, we need an external... We need something a little stronger than we are to help us not do something, whether it's not drinking alcohol or
a diet,
right? No matter what.
Relate more to diets, hopefully, most of us than alcoholics. So, right, that's a very
just
common
today,
thing.
I'm not going to, like, if I get through today.
Right.
And then you need
the concept of going to ask for an annulment is because we were confused or we were concerned they'd be confused between the two Yom Echad or whatever.
That's the first thing they're saying. The second thing seemed to indicate that that's not necessarily the case, but it was really because we just wanted to trip people for making Nidarim in general. Right. It's actually interesting because the Gemara is not exactly set up in a way that there's answer one and answer two. And also, the first answer was given in the name of Rav Yosef. And the second answer was also, the first answer was said by Rav Yosef, and the second answer was said in the name of Rav Yosef. Mm. So it's a little strange. It doesn't sound like two different answers, but it really does sound like two different answers.
Right.
In other words, the structure doesn't make it sound like there's two different answers, but it does seem like there's two totally different answers. One is a gzera.
Just wait the longer term, and then you don't
exactly.
The...
Exactly.
They don't actually contradict each other.
They don't contradict each other, but they're two totally different reasons.
One is we want to make
a heker, like a siman, so that you know that this is different from a different case. And the other one is because we don't want you to make nidareem. So they really are very different.
We don't want you to make them in any case, but if you do, then there should be a siman, or there should, you know, like...
No, we don't want you to make them, and therefore we're going to require you to do Sheila Chacham to deter you from milachatchila to making the neder.
Right.
But that doesn't have to do with getting confused between Yom Echad and Hayom. It's really not connected. It seems really like two different reasons.
And also doesn't hold with if you go the other way, because it says that, let's say you say Yom Echad, we're not concerned that he would be confused with the other way, and they don't require you to go to Nazar, which... goes against deterring.
Right, it's true also. It's true. I agree. Right, here they just say, the Shanstein has a little kotera before Ravina speaks. The Gemara continues, Mamshichala Ba'eret Harat Rabbi Yirmiya. Continues to explain his... Doesn't sound like they're
being so precise.
It's the same way I said in the Gemara. It's not so clear it's a different answer or not, but not set up exactly like that. Okay. Shabbat Zo As... Sorry, Shabbat Zo, I still can't get it right. Asur b'chol Shabbat kula. Okay, if you say this week, then the whole week is asur. So pshita, and that's including Shabbat. Pshita, obviously that's the case. No, mahu detema, right? Because obviously the Shabbat is the seventh day. Mahu detema yomei deshabta kamar. Kamashmalan. Maybe you only meant weekdays and not weekend. Okay, so maybe when you said this week, you didn't only meant weekdays, and therefore they're telling you, no, you also included Shabbat. Chodesh zeh, asur b'chol chodesh, Rosh Chodesh lahaba. Pshita, this is also obvious. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh is going to be lahaba. So what do they answer? Ki itzricha lechodesh chaser. Okay, remember chodesh chaser, chodesh malei? Okay, right, when there's either 29 days in a month or 30 days in a month, right? Because a general month is about 29 and a half days. So almost every other month it's going to be 29 or 30. Sometimes there's a few exceptions. In a 29-month day, the 30th day becomes Rosh Chodesh already. So that's going to be our issue here. In a 29-month, that's called a Chodesh Chaser because it's short one day. So now, Ma'u detema Rosh Chodesh l'sha'avar have v'lo litzar. You might have thought that in that case, since Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day of the month, so therefore you might have thought that it's still considered part of the month before, but therefore it comes to teach you that people call this Resh Yarcha, they call it Rosh Chodesh, and that means it's going to be the first day of the next month, and therefore it goes to the next month. This is a very strange, there's something not clear cut about this, because obviously, if it's considered Aleph of the month, then obviously it's going to be the next month. You would actually have thought that the question would be better asked if they were talking about a Chodesh Malay and there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and they're saying, you know, which day of Rosh Chodesh is included. They're actually not relating to that at all, which I find strange. Like, why didn't they talk about that kind of month, where there maybe the first day of Rosh Chodesh should be included in the first month and the second day in the second month?
Is that Lamed of the...
Right, exactly. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Lamed of the month before, and the first day is Aleph of the month after. For some reason, they don't relate to that. Also, it's a question of when exactly 2 days Rosh Chodesh became prevalent, right? At what point? Because in the beginning, there was really just one day of Rosh Chodesh. So it could be because of that. Anyway, the Rambam has a good interpretation that made the most sense to me here, where he says that what are we worried about? If you stood up and said, I'm going to make a neder for the, you know, I'm not going to do this for the month, and you thought that the month was going to be 30 days, and then it turned out the month only ends up 29. Now we have the calendar and everything, but what he's saying is maybe what the Gemara was referring to was when they didn't have a calendar and they didn't know. And the assumption is that your standard month you think was 30 days, or for some reason you thought it was going to be 30 days, and then it ended up 29. So generally, right, your neder isn't necessarily contingent on the next month. It's contingent on approximately how many days. So maybe what you were indicating was dafka how many days. And therefore, you might have thought to include Rosh Chodesh. Comes the Gemara to teach you, no, since it's already considered the first day of the next month, we're not going to count it. Okay. There's a few other interpretations, but that one made the most sense to me. Shana zo, asur b'chol ha-shana kula. Okay, this year, you're forbidden the whole year. Iba elhu. Amar, okay, I don't know why they introduce it with these words, because it's not really directly related to these words specifically. The students asked, Amar konam yayin shani to'em yom. This is what I said we were going to get to. If you just say that I eat day, okay, I don't know why, right, it's not exactly grammatically correct to say that, but I eat, right, because today is hayom, right? Yom is day.
You say a day.
A day, okay, and I won't eat a day. My dine, what's its law? Is it kihayom or kiyom echad, right? Is it like one day or like 2 day, okay? A day is kind of in between. So we're going to see, we're going to bring two different options, and we're not going to end up with an answer. Tashma mi matnitin, let's learn from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Konam yayin shani toem hayom. Ein asur ala adjetechshach. What does the Mishnah give a case of? Hayom, which means that what? Only hayom would be the case that it's adjetechshach. But hayom, yom would be like kiyom echadami. But they say that's a ridiculous proof because you can infer the opposite from the seifa. Right? Now, you follow what they're doing? They're saying, oh, well, the fact that the Reisha says hayom adjetechshach, it must mean that yom isn't included. But then obviously the problem is going to be the seifa part. Em a seifa, amar yom echad, asur mi yom liyom. If you say yom echad, you're forbidden for 24 hours. Now here, it doesn't say yom, it just says yom echad. So ha yom, ke ha yom dami. So again, from this part, you can infer dafka the opposite. The yom must be like ha yom. So elameha leka lamashma minah. They're basically, it's actually this attempt to answer from the Mishnah is totally silly because there's no way to infer, since we have the Reisha, we have the Seifa, and each infer, you can infer different things, there's no way to learn it from there. So Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to try to bring a different source. Tashma, let's learn it from here. Konam yayin shani to'em hashana. Okay, oh, maybe this is why actually they brought it on the words hashana. That must be why, because in the end they bring this as a proof. So konam yayin shani to'em hashana, nit abra hashana, asur ba ubi ibura. Okay, remember the ibur shana, what would they do? At the end of the year, they'd look and they'd see, is the spring coming? Should we add another month or shouldn't we? So clearly when you said for the year, you had no idea whether it was going to be a shanat ibur or not. So you got up and just said for this year. So let's say, you know, whatever month you're in, it's for a year. So now, or for this year, it would be till the end of the year, right? So now the end of the year, what happens if there's a chodesh ibur? They're going to add another month. So you were expecting to end after, let's say it was the middle of the year. You were expecting to end in another 6 months. Now there's a Shnat Dibur, it's going to be pushed off a whole other month. So the Braita says it's forbidden that year and including the extra month. So now the Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case? Ile makidikatane, if it's like we said, Lamali Lamemra. If you say Hashana, clearly you wait till the Shana is over, whether it has a Chodesh Ibur or doesn't have a Chodesh Ibur. So Elalav de Amar Shana, it must be, right, if you said this year, clearly you indicated this year, and it would include the Ibur. So now they're telling, and that's obvious, but therefore it must be that it means that you said Shana, even though it said Hashana, right? They're saying it must be also Shana, Alma shana ke hashana dami, and it's telling you, even if you say a year, you mean, right, it includes the ibur. You might have thought maybe for some reason a year without the hayidiyah wouldn't necessarily include the ibur, and that's what the Braita is coming to teach you. If you said a year, it includes the ibur. And what do you learn from here? That shana would be the same as hashana. Okay? V'yom nami ke hayom dine, right? And then you would say the same about yom and hayom. That would answer our question. And the Gemara rejects this and says, Lo olam de amar hashana. It's dafka is hashana. And why did the Braita need to tell us this? And it wasn't obvious. Ma'u detema halacha harov hashanim v'lo it buhu ibur kamashmalan. You might have thought that when it comes to ibur, when someone says for the year, right, you stand up in the middle of the year, the assumption when you say for the year, you meant, since most years don't have a leap year, have a leap month, you basically meant for the next 6 months. You weren't intending for there to be a leap year there. And the extra month, you weren't intending to include. So therefore, it's coming to teach you, whether you intended it or not, you said the year, and that's what it is. Okay? And therefore, it teaches us nothing about Shana. And it's only Hashanah, and we have no way to know whether you said it without the Hayyidiyah, what the halacha would be.